this is an actual headline from the newspaper. Bugs flying around with wings are flying bucks.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Recently, we ran our first ever Typo Tuesday episode, and people liked it. So today, it's my pleasure to bring you another episode of Turtle Tuesday. Typo Tuesday. Hey, someone wrote that down wrong. A misplaced word or letter can have hilarious results. Take, for instance, this sign, "Please pay your parking fee before existing." I think that's a little extreme, don't you? Or this fortune cookie, "You will gain admiration from your pears." No mention of bananas or apples. On a scholastic float, exploring art and literacy. I think that was literacy. This at a store, restroom for costumers only. You have to dress up if you have to go. This on a wedding shower card, "Love is sweat." Well, there's more truth to that than you think. It's a good kind of sweat. This sign outside a hotel, "Free wife." I think they meant free Wi-Fi. Most typos are harmless, but now and then a typo can have disastrous consequences. NASA's Mariner 1 disaster in 1962 was built to get a close look at the planet Venus, but an absent hyphen in the computer coding caused the craft to veer off course. Mariner 1 became a giant Scud missile hurtling towards the North Atlantic shipping lane. NASA had no choice but to detonate the $80 million craft. Novelist Arthur Clarke called it the most expensive hyphen in history. Another typotastrophe occurred in Japan when an employee of Mizuho Securities had the job of selling one share of a job recruiting firm for 610,000 yen. But the poor guy mistakenly flipped his numbers around, offering 610,000 shares at 1 yen apiece. Thanks to this typo, they lost 225 million by the end of the day. I don't suspect he received a promotion. He got off easy compared to Bruce Morris, though. Bruce was sentenced to death over a typo. That's right. Now, Morris wasn't an upstanding citizen. He was a convicted criminal awaiting a court sentence. The jury was prepared to vote on locking him behind bars for life until the judge wrote them a note. He intended to say that an imprisoned Bruce Morris would not have the possibility of making parole, but accidentally left out the word "not." The jury, believing this thoroughly bad guy might roam the streets again, voted on the death penalty instead. It took more than 10 years and a federal appeals court to reverse the decision on the grounds that the state of California was on the verge of executing Bruce Morris due to a typo. Typos, they remind me of how small things can have a huge impact. Without a doubt, one of the devil's greatest lies to us is this: it's just a small thing. Go ahead, flirt with that coworker. Big deal. Tell one small lie. It won't hurt anyone. Just take a quick look at that website. What harm will it do? But broken lives begin with tiny missteps. A pastor who was caught in adultery told me this. So did an executive convicted of fraud. For both, the road to disaster began with small compromises. Listen to James 1:14-15. "Each one is tempted when by his own evil desires he is lured away and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is fully grown, it gives birth to death." This is the nature of sin. It starts small, then grows like a noxious weed, robbing our integrity, stealing our joy, bringing death and ruin. So today, let's say yes to the voice of truth, God's voice. Let's make things right. Let's watch Him take our worst typos and bring something good. Reminds me of a sign posted in restroom, "Employees must wash hands before living."
Life is full of roller coaster moments, and in some of the lowest, Laugh Again has been a life preserver. Thank you, Phil and your team. What an amazing testimony of a life impacted by the message of Laugh Again. We'd love to hear your Laugh Again story too. Leave a comment on our Facebook page or email info@laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.